Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Anthony Cosi, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, October 12th, 2020, to 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now here is Father Anthony.
Every time I hear this gospel passage, I can't help but chuckle a little bit. I think I've shared with you before some of my past jobs that I've had. One of them was being a DJ, so in my time as a priest, I've married 26 couples, and I think as a DJ, I've had 25 weddings, so a little over 50 weddings that I've been a part of. And only one time in all the weddings that I've been a part of did a bride do this. At the reception, she went into her changing room and came out without her bridal dress on and had her veil on. I think she had an AC/DC shirt, and she was ready to rock out all night long. So I felt like going up to her and saying, "My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment on?" But I was prudent, and I did not say that at that time. And that's a true story, I did not make that up. Today's story isn't about how we dress, but it's about our heart and what's on the inside. But often the external of how we dress reflects what's going on the inside. My brothers and I transferred from the public schools to the Catholic schools, and my grandmother noted, she goes, "Your guys' attitude is a little different when you guys put on a school uniform." I said, "What do you mean?" She goes, you have a little more pride in yourself. And I think there's something to be said about it. The suit doesn't make the man, but the man makes the suit. But the external and the internal of how we dress and how we act oftentimes reflect each other. My uncle Lamar came up from South Carolina, and he is a Southern Baptist. And we were getting ready to go to midnight mass, and my aunt said, "Do you want to go with us?" He goes, "Oh yeah, I like seeing those guys walk around all those fancy robes up there in that Catholic church." These robes symbolize today's gospel passage. And they're wedding garments. Myself, the deacon, we have different types of vestments on. And we all get these vestments at different times in our life. Servers wear them, priests wear them, deacons wear them. And if any of you have witnessed a baptism, you'll know that a little child also receives a type of wedding garment. And the prayer that we say, deacons and priests, after we baptize the child, the godmother puts on the baptismal garment on the child. And we say a prayer. "With the help of your family and friends, by their word and example, bring this garment, unstained, into eternal life." Bring this garment, unstained, into eternal life. In other words, we have to bring something with us when we go to heaven. And the thing we bring with us is love. So the man today is not kicked out because he's not dressed appropriately. He's kicked out because he didn't bring any love with him into the wedding banquet. As we sit at a wedding, we realize something. And that we think that the height of the wedding would be when the bride and groom are together. But the climax of this wedding story takes place when the father of the groom comes in and he looks at everybody sitting around there. And he's happy, like most parents are on wedding days, the majority of them. "Look at all these beautiful people who are my child's friends." And they look at them. And what is a friend? Aristotle says that a friend is another self. They reflect each other. "These are all the people that reflect my son." And then he looks and he says, "But this guy does not reflect my son." Brides and grooms, as they come down the aisle, as you see the maids of honor kind of come down, the bridesmaids and the maid of honor, you get more and more excited because you're waiting for the bride to come. And they're kind of like flowers being added to the vase until the bride herself comes, and she's the most beautiful of all the girls there. They reflect it. They magnify it. And that's who we are when we're the friends of Jesus. We magnify him in the world, and that's our job. So it says here that the king came in, and he's looking around. He came in and he saw a man. We translated in English "saw," but the real word, a better word, would be gazed, contemplated, looked at. And this is what he was distraught about. The same word is used with God when he finds Adam. God called to Adam and he said, "Where are you? Where are you?" Was Adam playing hide and seek with God? Like, oh, peekaboo. No. No, God was looking Adam right in the eye. "I don't see you. I don't see you." It's like two lovers. "What's going on? Are you being unfaithful to me?" Or like a little kid. "Did you take cookies out of the cookie jar?" "No, I didn't take any cookies out of the cookie jar." It sees it right in our eyes. We also read about this in Matthew's gospel when it says Jesus looks steadily at the rich young man. The man who says, I've done everything. What else do I need to do? And Jesus says, "Sell all your possessions and come follow me." And Jesus looked at him with love, and the kid looked downcast and walked away. Father Daniel Johnson, he's a priest from India who's left our diocese. He was with me at Delphus St. John's. And there's a saying in India that when the soul leaves the body, it goes through the eyes. The eyes are the gateway to the soul. So when God looks at us in heaven, will he see the reflection of his Son, or will he see something else? We have to bring with us the good works that we do in this life to be part of the eternal wedding banquet. And heaven's going to be an amazing party, because the first reading from Isaiah was all about food. And I don't know if any of you are foodies, but I love to eat, and in heaven we'll be eating amazing food and cuisine. That's what it talked about. On the Lord's mountain, there'll be choice wines. And then in the psalm that we read today from Psalm 23, which is often used at funerals, "My cup is overflowing." And today there's a wedding banquet. And every Sunday that we gather, we wear wedding vestments, we dress up in our Sunday best, and we have a little foretaste of what's to come. But it all happens and we're invited. But in order for us to stay in the party, we have to bring something with us into eternal life.
Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.